President Obama's pick for Secretary of Transportation is an aspiring young politician. Anthony Fox is 42 years old and a strong Obama ally. Fox's city, Charlotte, hosted last year's Democratic National Convention. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose has this profile.
When President Obama needed a big city mayor to validate his policies at a press conference, Charlotte's Anthony Fox was there. And when President Obama needed someone to rally his 2012 campaign troops, again, Anthony Fox was there.
Thank you so much for joining us, and Mayor Fox.
This was in a conservative precinct in Charlotte just before Election Day.
Know that our president is grateful for everything you've done over this last 4 years to have his back. And if we have his back one more time, he'll have our back for four more years.
That's proven personally true for Fox, whose political career began when he became the first black student body president of Davidson College and peaked here.
Welcome. Welcome to the Democratic National Convention in 2012 in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Anthony Fox has definitely been the go-to mayor for the president on major issues.
Catawba College political scientist Michael Bitzer says Fox has been a loyal foot soldier for Obama.
That is very important, particularly in a second term, because this is basically going to be the president's legacy. He wants people around him who he trusts, who he feels can advocate for his policies.
Fox shares the president's views on the importance of transit, of faster rail travel, of creating walkable cities and using transit to shape urban development. His biggest transportation accomplishment during two terms as mayor was securing a $580 million federal grant to extend Charlotte's light rail 9 more miles.
Our work is not done with the completion of this line. It is a huge project. But in order to make this transit system even stronger, we need to connect the East and the West through transit. We need to connect the airport to transit.
He's been less successful on that front. Fox got a $25 million federal grant to kickstart an electric streetcar downtown, but has failed to get support from the community or even fellow Democrats on city council to extend the project. At the airport, Fox broke ground on a rail hub that will link the region directly to seaports in Georgia and South Carolina. But he's also on the verge of losing a battle with Republican state lawmakers who want the airport taken out of the city's control and placed in the hands of a regional authority. Michael Bitzer says finding money to keep the president's transportation vision on track will be Fox's main challenge in Washington.
Particularly today, with the tight budgets and discretionary spending is going to be very limited.
While Fox's credentials as a transportation administrator are slim, the White House notes he is the mayor of one of America's most vibrant cities who understands the need to invest in infrastructure. And Bitzer says Fox is definitely qualified for the other big role of transportation secretary, cheerleader for the president's policies. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.